This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here we go from North Mac High. Morrell and Barber. Tap is controlled by Barber, and Gillespie will get it to start. Looks like a box and one on Niemeyer to start for Bunker Hill. Haley Burris with the defense on Niemeyer. She's posting on the right block. Gillespie has the ball between the circles with Halpin. On the right wing to Mix, they feed down to Niemeyer. Off the window, it's good. She got good position there and laid it in off the right side. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Niemeyer deflects that out of play. It'll stay with Bunker Hill. Front court trigger right in front of the Gillespie bench. Dye gets it in to Schwegel out near midcourt. Off to Ashley. She can shoot it. Right wing triple too strong. And the rebound down to Mackenzie Mix for Gillespie. Ashley had a good look that time. Just a little amped up. 7:20 opening quarter. Here is Jarman on the left wing. Leaves for Mix. 18-footer off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Melantine for Bunker Hill. Outlet up the far sideline to Schwegel. Mallory Schwegel on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Burris. Haley right back to Mallory. Schwegel on the left wing will bounce it once. Top of the key to Morrell. Off to Burris left wing. Haley lost the handle, picks it up, and almost airmailed, but Morrell able to elevate and save possession. Across the floor to Melantine, through her hands, but right to Dye. Here's Schwegel, top of the key, to the elbow, kicks to Burris, in the corner to Dye. 6:45 for the opening quarter, Gillespie leading 2-0. And Bunker Hill will reset the offense. Miners in a 2-1-2 zone, might be a 2-3. As Schwegel, high post feed to Dye. She's able to deflect it off to Melantine. Off to Schwegel, Mallory to the foul line, cut off there. Bounce pass to Morrell. Good defense from Gillespie. Melantine flashes, middle of the lane, off the window a little strong. Rebound, going to get a jump ball. Morrell and Niemeyer tied up. Arrow will keep it with the Minute Maids. Good patient offensive possession that time for Bunker Hill. Ended up with a good shot, just couldn't put it home. Baseline trigger, Dye gets it in to Burris. Off to Schwegel, Mallory. Right back to Haley. She wasn't ready for the return pass, but still able to corral. Here's Dye in the left corner. Ashley Dye. Top of the key it goes to Burris. Haley, that pass is tipped and stolen by Niemeyer. Page, crosses over Burris. Haley does a good job to stay in front, forces a tough shot, but Niemeyer puts it home with the left hand. That's a fantastic move from Paige Niemeyer. 4-0 Gillespie. Here comes Dye on the baseline. Cut off, leaves for Burris, left wing. Top of the key to Morrell. Brooke, back to Burris. Haley wants the three ball. Off the heel too strong. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul on Olivia Melantine. That'll be her first, team's first. 5:45 for the first quarter. Gillespie out to an early 4-0 lead. Bunker Hill will fall back in their half-court box and one defense. As Halpin brings it across the timeline. Off to Mackenzie Mix. Right side of the key, back to Mix, now on the left side of the key. High post feed to Jarman, down low to Barber, baseline, short shot, left it short, rebound to Mix, and she's fouled. Second team foul on Bunker Hill. Rebounding has been the weak spot for this Maids club all year, but it was not on Saturday in that upset win over Staunton. They actually out-rebounded the bigger Staunton club. The foul on Morrell, her first. Sends Mackenzie Mix, the 5'9 sophomore, to the stripe. Toss, good. Mackenzie's first point. So much underclassman talent on this Gillespie squad to go with the senior standout, Paige Niemeyer. Second toss for Mackenzie. Off the heel too strong. Rebound to Niemeyer. Paige puts it up. Missed the putback. And then they're going to get Niemeyer on the foul. Boy, she had a point-blank look and missed it. And as seemingly happens 99 times out of 100, you miss an easy one, and then you immediately commit a foul. 5:24 for the first quarter. Gillespie showing a little full court pressure here. And Bunker Hill will handle with Schwegel. Dye comes into the front court. Picks up the bounce. Dangerous cross court pass. Found its way to Morrell. She almost traveled but kept that pivot foot locked to the floor. Here's Burris. And she threw it to no one in a black shirt. Second Bunker Hill turnover. Here comes Niemeyer. Lobs across the lane to Halpin. Nice ball fake off the window. It's good for Macy Halpin. And a 7-0 start for Gillespie. 5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here comes Schwegel. Dumps it on the baseline to Burris. Haley tried to bounce. It's off her knee, out of bounds. Third, Bunker Hill turnover. Slow start here for the Minute Maids as Briley Chrisman to the bench. The 5'8 sophomore will check in, replacing Haley Burris. 4:53 for the opening quarter. Halpin will bring it into the front court for the Miners. Off to Mix on the left side of the key. Back to Macy. Right wing now to Niemeyer. On the baseline to Jarman. She will fire and hit. Riley Jarman has her first bucket. Knocks it down for about 11 feet off the right baseline. A 9-0 Gillespie lead. Here's Schwagel. Off the die, right side of the key. Diagonal pass to Melantine. Olivia will get off to Morrell. Back to die now in the corner. It goes to Chrisman. Briley, little ball fake. She's on the baseline. She is double-teamed in a little bit of trouble. She will step through, and she's fouled. Second team foul on Gillespie. And the personal foul will go on Jarman. That is Riley's first. Baseline trigger for Bunker Hill. Chrisman to throw in. Gets it in and throws it away. Turned over. I think she was trying to throw it off the back of a Gillespie defender, but Halpin turned around. Here comes Macy. That ball deflected out right to a wide-open Abby Barber, who knocks it down. Her first bucket. 11-0 Gillespie, and Bunker Hill needs a timeout. 4:08 for the first quarter. It is Gillespie 11, Bunker Hill nothing. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament being hosted by North Mac High here on their South Campus in Girard. Been a fun 3 days of basketball so far. We'll have the night off tomorrow and then resume on Thursday with more girls' pool play. Boys' pool play wraps up on Friday, and then championship Saturday. We'll have the girls' and boys' title games live here on FM 106. Bunker Hill broke the pressure, and then Chrisman lost the handle and turned it over. Here comes Halpin. Nice bounce feed to Niemeyer. She missed the left-handed layup. Barber saves it, but she's out of bounds. And that's the second easy one Niemeyer has missed. Substitutions for Gillespie. Michaela Hayes will check in, a 5'6 freshman. And Emily Schmidt, a 5'9 sophomore, into the action. Bunker Hill looking for their first points here. 3:45 for the opening quarter. They've turned it over five times. Chrisman handling out on the right side of the wing. Leaves for Morrell. Brooke Morrell. Long cross-court pass to Dye. Ashley drives baseline. Down to Olivia Melantine. Draws a crowd off the window. It's good for Olivia. And Bunker Hill on the board at the 3.5-minute mark of the opening quarter. Here come the Miners. Bunker Hill's out of that box and one. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone now. Or it might be a box and one with Schwagel on Niemeyer. I think that's what it is. Ball is jarred loose, picked up by Schwagel. That's Gillespie's first turnover. Here comes Mallory into the front court. Off the die, right side of the key. Ashley, little ball fake, and she threw it away. She threw it out towards the left wing, but the offensive teammates had collapsed inside the three-point line. That'll be turnover number 6 on the Minute Maids. Looks like some jittery nerves for Bunker Hill here early. Of course, they're playing for a spot in the championship game. That very well could be weighing on their minds here through the first 5.5 minutes. Down low to Jarman. Off the window, it's good. Give the assist to Mix. 4 first quarter points for Riley Jarman, and it's 13-2 Gillespie. Here's Mallory Schwagel, left side of the key. They've done a good job of keeping her in check so far. Here's Chrisman on the left wing. Off to Morrell, right side of the key. The Gillespie defense really stifling Bunker Hill right now. Schwagel to the foul line. She will rise up and knock it down. Mallory Schwagel's first bucket. 13-4 Gillespie, 2:23 for the opening quarter. Here comes Niemeyer. It is still a box and one with Schwagel with the man-to-man defense on Paige Niemeyer. That's a full-time job right there. Niemeyer has it in the middle lane, spins on Schwagel, and she's fouled by Mallory. That'll be her first, team's third. Schwagel gives up 5 inches as Niemeyer took her down to the block. Third team foul on the Minute Maids. It'll send Niemeyer to the line. Paige has 4 points as she misses the first toss. Keaton Link checking in, a 5'10 freshman. She will replace McKenzie Mix. Niemeyer to give Gillespie a 10-point lead. Missed them both. And the rebound to Link. She missed the follow. Rebound is tapped around, picked up by Olivia Melantine. Bunker Hill dodged another one. 2 missed free throws and a missed putback. Here's Morrell on the right wing. Top of the key to Melantine. Olivia goes in the right corner to die. Down to the block to Morrell. She has it stripped from behind, but it's out of bounds off of Gillespie's Riley Jarman. It'll stay with Bunker Hill, 109 seconds for the first quarter. A Minute Maid at each corner of the lane. Dye to throw in. She will get it out to Schwegel. Thought about the three. Back to Ashley Dye. She'll fire the three. Can't get it. Offensive rebound. Melantine had it. Lost it. And it is off of Bunker Hill. It'll belong to Gillespie. 13-4. Gillespie's lead could be bigger. They've missed three putbacks and three foul shots. They've forced six Bunker Hill turnovers in the quarter. Here's Jarman on the block to Link, deflected away and fouled by Ashley Dye. That'll be her first, team's fourth. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Emily Schmidt will throw in from the baseline. The Miners station a lady at each corner of the lane. In it goes right corner to Niemeyer. Top of the key now to Link. On the left side of the floor in the corner. Down to Michaela Hay. She finds Niemeyer. She rises off the right side of the rim. No good. And the rebound down to Ashley Dye. Long outlet to Crispin. She got away with a travel. Bradley going to pull up from the foul line. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound down to the Miners and Schmidt. She will leave for Niemeyer. Long pass ahead to Hayes off the baseline, halfway down and kicked out, and the rebound down to Bunker Hill. Dye, quick outlet to Schwegel. She wants to push it into the final minute of the opening quarter. Gillespie does a good job to get back. Here's Dye, right side of the key. Bounce pass to Crispin in the right corner. Skip pass is deflected off of Gillespie. It'll stay with Bunker Hill. 49 and a half seconds for quarter number one. Sydney Byers, a 5'11 freshman, checking in. And Abby Barber returning, the 5'10 senior. Niemeyer will get a breather, along with Riley Jarman. Sideline trigger in the front court for the Minute Maids, trailing 13-4. 45 seconds for the first quarter. Here's Morrell on the right wing. Brooke bounced it once, gets it off to Dye. Out beyond the volleyball spike line. Finds Schwegel. Drives baseline. Mallory gets all the way to the rim. Blocked and fouled. Good strong take that time for Schwegel. It'll be the third team foul on Gillespie and two foul shots for Mallory. They will get, I think, Barber. Nope, 34. Keaton Link. Her first. Free throw for Mallory is good. Makes it 13-5. Gillespie got out to an 11-0 lead. Second toss. Missed it. One out of two for Schwegel. Makes it 13-5 Gillespie. Final half minute of the opening quarter. In the backcourt, Byers. Leaves it off for Emily Schmidt. Into the hands of Abby Barber. Down to Byers. That pass was tipped. Still found its way to Schmidt, who puts it up and in. Emily kind of caught that and released it all in one motion. 15-5, biggest lead of the night for the Miners. 13 seconds for the quarter. Schwegel handling right side of the key, leaves for Crisman. Riley Crisman, bounce pass to Dye, off to Morrell. 18-footer for Brooke, left it short. Rebound in the corner, saved by Morrell. She'll let it fly. No good. The tip for Melantine. No, it would have counted, but she couldn't get it to go. After 8 minutes, it is Gillespie 15, Bunker Hill 5. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Welcome back to the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Gillespie leading the Minute Maids of Bunker Hill 15-5 as we get underway in the second quarter. Gillespie has the ball. Byers fires up an air ball off the baseline. Picked up by Dye. Quick outlet to Schwegel. Oh, she's stripped by Halpin on the way up. Sensational from Macy Halpin. She will outlet to Link. Down in the block to Emily Schmidt. She forces one up off the top of the backboard. And the rebound down to Bunker Hill. Another quick outlet to Schwegel. Oh, she puts Halpin on her backside. This time off the window. It's good. Mallory got a revenge. Five for Schwegel. Halpin stripped the last time, and then Mallory put her on the deck the next time. 15-7. Gillespie leads. They got the first 11 of the ball game. 7-10 for the first half. Oh, it turned over. Emily Schmidt couldn't handle the pass. And Bunker Hill, another quick outlet. They want to play fast. Schwegel down the left side, cut off by Halpin. Nice job by Macy. Schwegel's pass is tipped. Morrell able to come in and force the jump ball with Byers, and the arrow will keep it with Bunker Hill. That was good awareness that time from Brooke Morrell to be quick on her feet and get to that loose ball. Niemeyer quickly back in along with Riley Jarman. Schmidt and Link out. So much underclassmen talent for this Gillespie squad. A lot of sophomores and freshmen. They're going to impact this program for years to come. Mackenzie Mix also back on the floor as Byers will head out. An 8-point lead for Gillespie. Dye. Baseline J. Yes, an 18-footer for Ashley Dye. And Bunker Hill within six. 15-9. 6:45 for the first half. Here's Halpin. On the left wing with Mix. Back between the circles to Macy Halpin. Into the hands of Mix, left wing. She lost the bounce, gets it back. Dangerous pass stolen by Schwegel. Mallory races down the floor, and she is fouled by Halpin. Two free throws for Mallory Schwegel. And Bunker Hill has themselves right back in this ballgame. Schwegel, 5 points for the game, one out of two from the foul line. She got her 1,000th career point earlier this year in a game at Carthenville. Free throw is good for Mallory. That gets Bunker Hill to within five. Haley Burris has checked back in for Bunker Hill. Schwegel's second toss is short, and the rebound down to Paige Niemeyer for Gillespie. Paige, long pass into the front court, finds its way to Barber. Baseline J, no. Offensive rebound to Jarman. She's fouled by Ashley Dye. Second on Dye, fifth on Bunker Hill. And the Minute Maids are not deep, so they can ill afford any foul trouble. That will send Riley Jarman, a 5'9 junior, to the stripe. Toss is good. For Riley, she now has 5 points. Gillespie's 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. This for a 7-point lead. Got it. 6 for Jarman, a 17-10 lead for Gillespie. Here comes Mallory Schwegel into the front court. Oh, she picked up the bounce in a bad spot and turned it over. 8th Bunker Hill turnover. Niemeyer goes up and down for the easy deuce. Miscommunication that time for the Minute Maids. Here's Burris. Will leave for Dye. In the corner it goes to Melanty. Nice ball fake. Drives baseline. Cut off there. Kicks out to Burris. Here's Dye left wing. Off to Morrell. Right side of the key. Into the hands of Schwegel on the right wing. Off to Burris. Back to Morrell. Right wing. Skip pass to Dye on the left wing. In the corner to Schwegel. 18-footer. Around and out. No good. Rebound down to Ashley Dye. She will kick out to Burris and Bunker Hill. Another possession. On the baseline to Melantine. Oh, great defense from Riley Jarman to go to the deck, knock the ball loose, and then she is fouled by Olivia Melantine. That'll be Olivia's second, team's sixth. 5:35 for the first half. 19-10, Gillespie leading. And now Bunker Hill going to show a little full court pressure. They will not guard the inbounder, Niemeyer. And it goes to Macy Halpin. Cut off by Dye. She will come into the front court. Pass to Jarman on the right elbow. She will put it on the deck. Cut off. Right block. Rises up. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Niemeyer put back good. 8 for Paige Niemeyer. And the lead is back to 11. After Bunker Hill had it down to 5. Here's Ashley Dye on the right wing to Brooke Morrell. She's going to be double teamed and trapped. Gets it off to Schwegel. Here comes Mallory to the left elbow. Now off to Burris. Morrell on the baseline leaves it for Melantine. Olivia right back to Haley Burris. Haley dribbles onto the baseline, kicks to Dye. Wraparound pass tipped and stolen. If Melantine would have rolled to the basket, she would have had an easy one. Here comes Riley Jarman. Off to Niemeyer. Off the window is good for Paige. She has 10 first half points, and Christian Burnett wants a timeout. 4:48 for the first half. Gillespie 23, Bunker Hill 10. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the Minute Maid's timeout, they have the basketball down 13. This was a 5-point game just a couple of moments ago. Here's Dye, right side of the key to Morrell. On the baseline to Schwegel. Wraparound pass to Melantine, forces it up in traffic, missed it, and Gillespie with the rebound. Here comes Jarman, head up the floor, and she threw it away. Looking for Mix on the run, just a little bit too much mustard on the pass. 4th Gillespie turnover. We're going to talk to Carthenville head coach Darren Deneve coming up at halftime. His Lady Cavaliers, the top seed in the county, and they've got a semifinal date with Southwestern on Thursday night. We'll have it live here on FM 106 at 6 o'clock. Dye in the left corner, off to Burris. Here's Morrell, now Schwegel, right wing. Mallory gets into the lane. Oh, nice lob down to Morrell. Brooke's shot is good. Nice assist for Mallory Schwegel. Brooke Morrell's first bucket. And the Minute Maid showing a little token three-quarters court pressure here, just to slow Gillespie's pursuit up the floor. Here's Paige Niemeyer on the right wing and fouled by Olivia Melantine. That is her third. And that is going to get Caitlin Edwards, a 5'8 sophomore, up off the bench. She will check in and replace I thought that was Melantine's third. The board just says her second. No, nope, there it is. Now it's her third. So Olivia is out and Edwards in. That was the seventh team foul, so Bunker Hill over the limit. One in bonus for Paige Niemeyer. Paige has 10 points, 0 of 2 from the foul line. Have to make the first to get the second, and it rattled out, no good. Niemeyer 0 for 3 now at the stripe. Here's Burris into the front court off the feed from Schwegel. She races into the left corner. Top of the key to Morrell. Here's Ashley Dye on the baseline. Blocked by Barber. Goes off the side of the backboard. That should be. Well, they're going to say it wasn't blocked. It'll be Gillespie ball. Looked like Barber deflected that off the backboard, but it'll be minor basketball. Shelby Taylor has checked in, a 5'4 freshman. She will get it into Niemeyer. Back to Taylor now. Here comes Shelby, left side of the key. Into the hands of Jarman. Back to Taylor. Diagonal pass on the baseline to Mix. Yes, Mackenzie Mix knocks it down from 13. Her first field goal. She has 3 points. And the lead is 13 for Gillespie at 25-12. 3:15 for the half. Here's Morrell, left side of the key. The Gillespie defense has been stifling. Morrell traveled. Give the credit that time to Shelby Taylor as she was all over Morrell. The relentless pressure of Gillespie has forced 10 Bunker Hill turnovers. Here comes Taylor. On the left wing to Barber. Skip pass to Mix. 18-footer. This one's too strong. And the rebound down to Taylor. Leaves it on the baseline for Barber. Baseline halfway out and down. And then the rebound is off of Gillespie. It'll be Bunker Hill ball. 2:51 for the first half. 25-12. Gillespie led 15-5 after one. Bunker Hill pulled it within five about midway through the second quarter. Then the Miners went on a run. Lead up to 13. Emily Schmidt to the table for Gillespie. She will check in, replacing Riley Jarman. This Gillespie team is deep. They can just keep rotating skilled bodies on and off the floor. Ashley Dye will throw in off the sideline. In the front court, gets it into Schwegel. Mallory almost threw it away, but got it off to Morrell. Here's Burris. Schwegel, right side of the key, leaves for Brooke Morrell. She'll fire, partially blocked there by Barber. The rebound comes down to Niemeyer, but she's on the baseline, and it'll stay with Bunker Hill. 2 minutes, 32 seconds for the first half. 25-12, Gillespie leading. They've led throughout. Jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Burris needs to get it in, and she will do so to Schwegel as a safety valve. Off to Haley. She's going to pull up off the baseline, uses the window, and she puts it home. Haley's first bucket. Had the good angle there. 25-14 Gillespie. Here's Taylor across the floor to Niemeyer. And she's going to lose the ball. Good job by Caitlin Edwards to get in front of Niemeyer, keep her position, and Paige lost the handle. Good job from Edwards there. She will check out, replaced by Briley Chrisman. 2:17 for the first half. A bucket here, and it's back to single digits. This is one of those games where it feels like Gillespie is up by a lot more than 11. They've controlled the game from the opening tap. Bad pass, and Taylor steals it. Dye tried a long cross-court pass, ill-advised. Here's Shelby. Jump stops at the foul line, leads for Barber. No good. Rebound is off of Gillespie. Three white shirts fighting each other for it, and it will be Bunker Hill ball. 1:57 for the first half. Chrisman gets it into Schwegel. Right back to Briley. Briley Chrisman into the front court. Keeps the bounce alive. Chrisman, wraparound pass to Morrell. She lost the handle. It is off of Brooke, out of bounds. The 12th Bunker Hill turnover. A minute 47 for the first half. Bunker Hill hanging around, down 11, 25-14. Minute Maid's showing a little full court pressure here on the inbounds as in it goes to Paige Niemeyer. Paige comes across midcourt, met there by Ashley Dye. Paige with the crossover. Oh, all alone underneath Emily Schmidt off the window. It's good. They lost track of Emily Schmidt, and Niemeyer found her. The lead back to 13. 90 seconds for the first half. The Gillespie defense has Bunker Hill's offense starting way out beyond the line. Chrisman lost the handle, turned it over. Niemeyer on the leak out, up and down for the easy deuce. A dozen for Paige Niemeyer. 29-14, biggest lead of the night. Here's Schwagel. Picked up her dribble in a bad spot. Gets it off to Haley Burris. Bunker Hill starting their offense out near midcourt consistently in this first half. Chrisman finds Schwagel. Nice little ball fake. Gets inside the paint off the window. It's good. Good utilization of the ball fake. And put her on the floor and get a high percentage look. Schwagel has eight. 50 seconds for the first half. 29-16 Gillespie. Here comes Mackenzie Mix across the floor to Emily Schmidt. She will kick to Barber. Schmidt hit the deck. Barber, diagonal pass. Mix off the window. Missed it. Good block out by Morrell and a foul on Gillespie as Mackenzie Mix came over the back. Fifth team foul on the Miners. Should be the first on Mackenzie Mix. Alexis Scroggins going to check in, a 5'3 sophomore. She will replace Briley Chrisman. 39.1 seconds for the first half. A 13-point lead for Gillespie. Here comes Schwagel into the front court. She's got to be trapped immediately. Steps through the double, gets it off to Dye. Good aggressive Gillespie defense here. On the baseline to Burris. Haley gets past her defender, blocked by Barber. Great defense from Abby Barber. And now Gillespie can hold for the final shot, leading 29-16. To Emily Schmidt. She will attack quickly, missed it, and the ball is back tapped. Going to be picked up off the floor by Haley Burris, and she's fouled by Paige Niemeyer. That's Paige's second. That's a bad sequence for Gillespie there. Could have held for the final shot. They don't. And then Niemeyer picks up what will be her second personal foul. Boy, if Bunker Hill gets a three-pointer here and gets it down to 10, they will sprint to the locker room. 7 seconds for the half. Here's Schwagel. Down to Burris. Haley off the window, missed it. Rebound. We're going to get a jump ball with 1.7. And on the arrow, Gillespie will maintain possession. That would have been a big shot if Bunker Hill could have got it. Schmidt must go the length of the floor in 1.7. Gets it into Shelby Taylor. Mid-court, she doesn't get the shot off. After two quarters, it is the Gillespie Miners 29, the Bunker Hill Minute Maids 16. This is the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WSMI FM 106. We're back with Carthenville head coach Darren Denis following these messages. Bunker Hill gets the basketball to start the second half, trailing by 13. Here's Burris, left side of the key. Gillespie appears to be in a 2-3 zone piece. Schwagel in the right corner. Going to put it on the deck and attack. Oh, nice pass down to Dye. Ashley too strong off the window. She missed it. Rebound down to Niemeyer. Here comes Paige. All the way. No one stops. Ball. Niemeyer coast to coast, and she gets the bucket. 14 for Paige Niemeyer. 31-16 Gillespie. Here's a cross-court pass to Burris. Haley puts it on the deck. Wild shot, missed it. And the rebound down to Mackenzie Mix. Nobody gets back for Bunker Hill. Macy Halpin outlets off the window. It's good. Macy has 4 points. And a quick start for Gillespie here in the third quarter. 33-16 Miners, 7-13 for quarter number three. Schwagel picked up her bounce out near midcourt. Gets it off to Ashley Dye. Burris now high post feed to Melantine. To Morrell, now back to Burris. Here's Schwagel on the left wing. Mallory gets to the left elbow, finds Melantine. She'll fire a 15-footer short, and the rebound down to Jarman. Gillespie doing a nice job of keeping Ashley Dye off that three-point line. Here's Paige Niemeyer. Leaves for Mix on the baseline. Can't get it. And the rebound down to Olivia Melantine for Bunker Hill. Here comes Schwagel. Dangerous pass tipped and stolen by Halpin. Ill-advised there. Here comes Macy into the front court. Gets to the foul line. Wraps around to Niemeyer. Blows past Melantine. Off the window. She missed it. Offensive rebound to Jarman. She missed it. Another rebound to Mix. She puts it home. 5 for Mackenzie Mix, and Christian Burnett needs a timeout. 6:26 for the third quarter. It is Gillespie 35, Bunker Hill 16. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here on the Girard campus of North Mac High for the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Earlier tonight, Southwestern beat North Mac 65-33. That sets up a semifinal game Thursday night at 6 o'clock between Carthenville and Southwestern. We'll have it live here on FM 106. Length of the floor past the Melantine. It hits at her feet and she can't corral it. Turned over. They would have had a 2-on-1 fast break. Here comes Halpin into the front court for Gillespie. Down low to Barber, all alone off the window. It's good. Bunker Hill's defense has fallen apart here in the opening moments of the third quarter. 37-16. Schwagel handling out top, leaves it for Morrell, right side of the key. Top of the key to Dye. She will leave for Schwagel. Mallory to the foul line, lost the handle, gets it back, crosses over on Mix, rises up and draws the foul. for Mackenzie Mix. It'll be her second personal and two free throws for Schwagel. 5 minutes, 55 seconds for the third quarter. Schwagel, 8 points. 2 of 4 at the foul line. Make it 3 of 5. That gets the lead down to 20 for Gillespie, 37-17. Second toss for the lefty, Schwagel. Left that one short, but got the kind rolls. It crawled over. She has 10 points. 37-18, Miners leading. Here comes Halpin to the left elbow. Across the floor to Mix. Wide open, 16-footer. Around and out, no good. Rebound down to Morrell for the Minute Maids. Hands off to Ashley Dye. Long pass ahead in the front court to Schwagel. What a pass down low to Burris. Blocked in there by Mix. Good interior defense from Gillespie. I don't even know how Schwagel saw Burris down there. 5.5 minutes for quarter number three. Mix feeds the post to Barber. Spins baseline. Tough shot, and she got it. Abby Barber with 6. Not much you can do for that defensively. That was just really good offense from Abby. She caught it just off the right block, spun towards the baseline, and put it home. Here's Dye. Off to Burris. Here's Schwagel. Attacks, floats it up, front of the rim, and lays it in. A dozen for Mallory Schwagel. 39-20. Gillespie leading with the ball. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Mix. 18-footer right wing. Left it short. And on the rebound, it'll go out of bounds. Jarman tracks it down, but she can't save it. It'll be Bunker Hill ball. The rubber match of the season series between Gillespie and Bunker Hill. All Miners right now, 39-20. The county will take a break tomorrow night, back in action on Thursday. And three boys games coming up on Friday night. We'll have the last two broadcasts beginning at 6:30 here on FM 106. Dye, tough shot, missed it. Offensive rebound to Morrell, puts it on. Brooke has 4 points, 39-22. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Gillespie got out to an 11-0 lead, led by 10 after one, led by 13 at the half. Bunker Hill got it down to 5 about halfway through that second quarter, but then the Miners went on a run. They started the second half on a run as well. 39-22. As Riley Jarman says, I'll take it out. She grabs Halpin by the back of the jersey and just pulls her aside. Now she inbounds to Macy. Off to Barber. Cross-court pass to Jarman, and she knocks it down from 15. Riley Jarman with 8. Gillespie's had good ball movement tonight, and their defense has been stifling. Here's Schwagel. Dribble drive, kicks to Morrell. Brooke will fire, left it short. Rebound is off of the knee of Jarman. It'll be Bunker Hill ball with 3:58 to play in the third quarter.
Get some hands out there.
Burris will throw in off the baseline. Haley Burris. Looking. She will find Schwagel on the right wing. Mallory gets by her defender, pulls up from the right elbow. No good. And the rebound down to Gillespie and Mackenzie Mix. Off to Halpin. Here comes Macy across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. Barber on the baseline fires way too strong. Rebound to the floor. Dye dives after it. From her knee, she pulls it down. Ashley Dye, then she can't get it away. As Niemeyer comes up with the steal, then she is tripped and will get a foul on Brooke Morrell. That'll be her second, team's first of the half. Good hustle and effort from both sides there. 3:38, quarter number three. 41-22 Gillespie. This is Gillespie's county debut here in 2018 as Niemeyer goes backdoor, makes the catch, fades away, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Morrell. Dye had it poked away by Barber from behind. No one called Wolf. Here comes Jarman to the right block and counted in the foul. Riley Jarman in the double figures with 10. And they will get Brooke Morrell with her third personal. 43-22. Riley Jarman at the foul line, the 5'9 junior. Toss is good. 3:15 for the third quarter. It is very possible the loss to Bunker Hill in that Carlinville Holiday Tournament was the defining moment for Gillespie. Since that time, they have rebounded nicely. Schwagel on the attack, missed the layup, rebound down to Barber. Sometimes it's that jarring loss that gets kids' attention. And Halpin tried to throw on the air brakes. They didn't activate in time, and she slips down and turns it over. Line change for Kevin Gray and the Miners as they will bring in Sydney Byers, Emily Schmidt, Keaton Link, and Grace Bertolino. Paige Niemeyer will stay on the floor. 44-22, Gillespie doubling up Bunker Hill, 2:50 for the third quarter. Here comes Mallory into the front court. Schwagel off to Dye. She lost the handle, got the ball caught on her hip, and turned it over. The 17th Bunker Hill turnover. Sideline trigger in the backcourt for Bertolino and Gillespie. So the Miners have put themselves in a position, if they hold on here, that if they beat Staunton on Thursday night, they will play for the championship. If Staunton were to win, then all three teams in the pool would be 1-1, all having beaten each other. I did not look. I assume free throw percentage is the first tiebreaker. We'll worry about that bridge if we have to cross it. 2:29 for quarter number three. Baseline trigger for Gillespie. They stack three Miners at the left side of the lane. Bertolino gets it into Niemeyer. It's tipped away. Bodies on the deck. Burris and Niemeyer. And it'll be Gillespie ball. Ball rolled out of the gymnasium. Had to be tracked down by Brooke Morrell. Another baseline trigger for the Miners. Bertolino on the left side of the lane. Looking. Schmidt, good position, then stripped away by Ashley Dye. Great defense. Here comes Dye down the left side of the floor, stripped on the way up, gets the ball back, runs into her own teammate, and then loses the ball out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 18 on Bunker Hill. Gillespie came ready to play tonight, no doubt about it. They had a long wait to get their county tournament underway. Technically, they are the last team in action here in the Macoupin County Tournament in the 100th installment. Southwestern also made their county debut in game number one tonight. They beat North Mac 65-33. Niemeyer on the attack draws the foul. More free throws for Paige Niemeyer. She has 14 points. 12 of them came in that first half. They will get Haley Burris on the personal. For Haley, her first. Niemeyer's free throw is short. Chrisman will check in, replacing Haley Burris with 1:53 to play in the third quarter. Niemeyer's second toss is off the heel, no good, and the rebound down to Morrell. Here's Chrisman across the floor to Schwagel, gets underneath the rim, and she's fouled. 106 seconds for the third. More free throws for Mallory Schwagel. They will get Keaton Link on the personal, her second. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30, right here on FM 106. Free throw is good for Schwagel. She has a baker's dozen. Niemeyer's the leading scorer in the ball game with her 14. Schwagel will look to match that total with this toss. Rattled out, no good. Rebound tracked down by Paige, and then she traveled on her pursuit up the floor. She just didn't put the ball down quick enough. Ninth Gillespie turnover. There was no pressure there, just an unforced error. 1:44 for the third quarter, and it goes to Schwagel off the baseline trigger. Mallory, top of the key to Olivia Melantine. On the right wing to Chrisman. Briley is trapped. Top of the key it goes to Schwagel. On the left wing to Melantine. Olivia puts it on the deck once. Cut off. Leaves for Dye. Ashley on the curl. Back to Melantine. 18-footer. Just grazed the iron. And the rebound down to Link for Gillespie. She will leave for Bertolino, who finds Emily Schmidt. Here comes Schmidt into the front court. 1:15 for the third. Off to Bertolino. Way out on the left wing. Bunker Hill in man-to-man defense now. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Niemeyer attacks and lost the handle. Good job by Ashley Dye to move her feet, stay in front. 10th Gillespie turnover. 44-23 Miners, 63 seconds for the third quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have Litchfield Invitational Basketball coming up next. Nokomis and Hillsboro. T-Tote with the broadcast next here on FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. Here's Dye, three ball, corner pocket, can't get it, and the rebound down to Keaton Link. She has it stolen by Chrisman. Briley able to save it to Morrell as she tried to diagonal pass across the lane. It is tipped and stolen by Niemeyer. She races the other way, finds Byers, who puts it off the window and in. Sydney Byers' first bucket. Half a minute, third quarter, 46-23. Gillespie in control. Bunker Hill has the basketball. Here's Schwegel. Her pass is stolen. 20th Bunker Hill turnover. Keaton Link goes up and down for the easy deuce. Keaton's first bucket tonight. 15 seconds for the third. 48-23. Here comes Schwegel on the right wing. Mallory forces it up and draws the foul. Two free throws for Schwegel. Third team foul on Gillespie. 6.8 seconds for the quarter. And they will get Emily Schmidt on the personal, her first. Mallory Schwegel has 13 points tonight. She has taken all of the Bunker Hill free throws. Toss, good. 14 for Mallory. She's 3 of 4 here in the quarter. 5 of 9 for the game. Toss, off the heel, no good. Rebound down to Niemeyer with 4. Long pass ahead to Schmidt with 2. She's going to pull up, off the window, no good. And the rebound down to Morello, and that's the quarter. After 3, it is Gillespie 48, Bunker Hill 24. We'll come back with the money quarter at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament being hosted by North Mac on the South Campus in Girard. All Gillespie here tonight. Outscored Bunker Hill 19-8 in the third quarter to blow it open. They lead 48-24. We're off tomorrow night here at the county. Back on Thursday night with girls pool play. And it'll be a championship semifinal at 6 with Carlinville and Staunton at 7, or excuse me, Carlinville and Southwestern. Then at 7:30, Staunton will face Gillespie. Both games live right here on FM 106. Here's Schwegel to the right elbow, dribble drive, and we got a whistle and foul on Abby Barber. Schwegel is quick. Hard to keep in front. Good team defense tonight from the Miners. Has done a good job to kind of keep a couple of bodies around her at all time and make sure that Ashley Dye does not be able to get good looks off that three-point line. Here she is, right corner. Finally got a good look, and she knocked it down. 5 for Ashley Dye. 48-27 Gillespie. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Emily Schmidt on the right wing. Off to Macy Halpin, right side of the key. Into the hands now of Riley Jarman. Riley picked up her dribble. She's going to cross-court it to Abby Barber. Now Jarman flashes high, has it right at the foul line. Puts it on the deck once. Bounce past the mix. McKenzie tries to feed the post. It's deflected away. She's to the ground. Morrell to the ground. She picks up the loose ball. Gets it off to Schwegel. Here comes Mallory. The Euro step. Nope, travel instead. 21st Bunker Hill turnover. Nokomis and Hillsboro coming up next from the Litchfield Invitational. The winner of that game will play in the championship bracket. That semifinal will be Friday night at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast on FM 106. So much basketball here during tournament week across the state. Of course, we've got all of our games podcasted as well for you, WSMIRadio.com. And as T. Tote would say, like a tin roof, it's on the house. Stripped and fouled is Mix. Fourth team foul. That comes on the shot, so 2 free throws for Emily Schmidt, the 5'9 sophomore. Emily with the toss. It is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over. 5 for Schmidt. So it'll be 6 straight years of Schmidts on the Gillespie basketball squad by the time Emily's done. Actually, 7. That toss is good. She knocks down both tosses. She has 6 as Paige Niemeyer will check back in. Paige has had just a monster senior season. Here comes Mallory Schwegel into the front court. Bunker Hill down, 50-27, 6.5 for the ball game. Dye to Chrisman in the corner to Schwegel. Mallory, dribble drive, kicks, finds Melantine, who finds Dye. She will drive baseline, pass to Morell on the right block. Off to Schwegel on the right elbow. Good job by Halpin to keep her in front. Morell's pass, top of the key to Dye. She swings it left side to Chrisman. Riley finds Schwegel. 18-footer, left hip short, but it hit a lot of the iron off the backboard and down for Mallory Schwegel. She has 16 points. 5:55 for the ball game. 50-29 Gillespie. Niemeyer has controlled this game from the miners' perspective. Here's Mix posting up as Page. She backs Chrisman down and draws the foul. Fifth team foul on Bunker Hill for Briley Chrisman. Be her first personal. Two free throws for Paige Niemeyer. She's 0 for 5 at the foul line tonight. 0 for 6. .543 for the ball game. Niemeyer. Toss. Got that one. Pure. Didn't even graze the iron. 15 for Page. Here comes Bunker Hill into the front court with Mallory Schwegel. 1-3-1 zone for Bunker Hill. For Gillespie. Off to Chrisman. That pass is turned over. 22nd turnover on Bunker Hill. Here comes Riley Jarman. To the right baseline, pulls up, air ball. That rebound that goes to Niemeyer. Off the window, she missed it. And the rebound this time cleared by Bunker Hill and Ashley Dye. Dye will leave for Schwegel. Mallory Schwegel, bounce pass to Melantine. Right wing to Dye, back to Schwegel. Mallory now to the right elbow, finds Chrisman top of the key. Briley puts it on the deck, lost the handle, gets it back. And as she was tied up, Gillespie had their hands on the ball. Chrisman muscled their way through and threw a seed that hit Schwegel right in the gut. Mallory's like, I think that knocked the wind out of me. Gives a little smile to Briley. Wasn't much Chrisman could do there. She was just trying to maintain possession and wound up with a lot of steam on that pass. Melantine checks out for Bunker Hill as Haley Burris returns. Dye, looking, needs to get it in, and she will find Morell, who will hand off to Chrisman. Briley now. Bounce pass to Burris in the heart of the lane. Haley will turn, face, attack, and draw the foul. Fifth team foul on Gillespie. Comes at the 4:54 mark of the ball game. Riley Jarman will be called for her second personal. Haley Burris at the free throw line. She has 2 points tonight. Toss is no good. Almost banked it in. Bunker Hill, 5 of 11 from the foul line. Burris, the first player other than Mallory Schwegel to shoot a foul shot for the Minute Maids tonight. Sydney Byers has returned for Gillespie. As Burris' second toss is good. Haley gets one out of two. She has 3 points for the ball game. Hannah Barrett has also checked in, a 5'4 freshman for the Miners. She brings it into the front court now to the foul line. Kicks it to Niemeyer. Paige Niemeyer spins on Burris, gets into the lane. Leaves for Mix, back to Paige on the right block, spins baseline and rattles it home. Paige Niemeyer has 17, and it's 53-30 Miners, 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Here comes Mallory. Schwegel leaves it for Burris, and that pass actually went right through the legs of Niemeyer. Here's Chrisman. Dangerous pass, tipped and stolen. 23rd, Bunker Hill turnover. They find Barrett on the outlet. She tracks it down right under the rim. Kicks out to Mix. Yes, from 15. Mackenzie Mix knocks it down. She has 7. And the lead is 25 for Gillespie. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Chrisman, she wants a right corner 3. Too strong. Rebound off the rim. Corralled by Schwegel. She puts it up and in. 18 for Mallory Schwegel. And Christian Burnett wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 56 seconds for the ball game. Gillespie leading Bunker Hill 55-32. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the Bunker Hill timeout, Gillespie will have the basketball. Just 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the ball game. Out front with Barrett. Almost had it stolen by Schwegel. And able to get it away underneath. Link missed the putback, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Gillespie. Miners have missed some point-blank looks tonight. Won't cost them this evening. Come Thursday night, though, they'll want to capitalize on those at a little higher percentage. Dye pulls up from 12, missed it off the heel. Rebound is back tapped, picked up by Barrett, stolen away by Chrisman. Here's Burris, thought about the three. Instead, she will bounce to Mallory Schwagel. Left side of the key to Chrisman. Finds Dye in the left corner. Ashley Dye now. Bounce pass to Morrell. Off to Schwagel on the right wing. Here comes Burris, top of the key. Off to Chrisman, right wing. Briley will hold, draws a double, finds Schwagel in the left elbow. She attacks, finds Morrell off the right block. It's good for Brooks. She has six. Off the find from Schwagel. 3 minutes for the ball game. 55-34 Gillespie. Nokomis and Hillsboro from the Litchfield Invitational coming up next here on FM 106. Link, good strong move. She draws the foul and two free throws for the freshman Keaton Link. The foul will go on Morrell. That is her fourth. Team's sixth. Link, the 5'10 freshman, toss good. 3 points for Keaton. Michaela Hayes will check in, a 5'6 freshman, replacing Abby Barber. Shelby Taylor, the 5'4 freshman, will come in, replacing Emily Schmidt. The depth of Gillespie. They can wear you down. Everybody they bring in is like minimum 5'9 on athletic. Second free throw is good for Keaton Link. She has four. 57-34. Gillespie jumped out to an 11-0 lead, led 15-5 after one. It was 29-16 at the half, outscored Bunker Hill 19-8 in the third quarter. Here's Morrell on the right wing, leads for Burris, top of the key. Haley, dribble drive, spins middle, shot high off the window, no, follows her shot, saves it, but right to the Miners and Michaela Hayes. And then Gillespie, miscommunication in the backcourt. Byers went to leave it for Hayes. Hayes wasn't looking. It bounced off her heel and out of bounds. So it'll be Bunker Hill ball, sideline trigger, in front of their own bench. Alexis Scroggins gets it in to Schwagel. Back to Scroggins. Alexis now puts it on the floor at the foul line. Leaves for Chrisman. Briley, she wants to attack. Cut off, picks up the dribble, pivots around. Finds Burris out on the left side of the key. 2:05 for the ball game. Dangerous cross-court pass stolen by Keaton Link. Link will go up. Oh, she lost it on the way up, but still got it to go. Link with six. That ball slipped out of her hands on the way up, but with the fingertips, she was able to guide it in. Here's Burris. Can't get it over traffic. Saves it again in play, but again picked up by Gillespie on the fly. Shelby Taylor, 105 seconds for the ball game. Here's Barrett. Hannah Barrett on the right wing. Tried to feed the post. Stolen by Alexis Scroggins. Good defense there from Scroggins. Here comes Chrisman for Bunker Hill. Into the front court. Briley Chrisman to the foul line. She will stop, pop off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Byers. Good strong rebound there for the 5'11 freshman. 80 seconds to play. Down low to Link. Stolen by Haley Burris. Burris trapped on the sideline. She needs some help, and Christian Burnett going to call a timeout, but it's just for substitutions here. He's going to get Sydney Gresham into the ball game. Also, Alexis Jarman will check in for Bunker Hill. A minute 13 to play. Now Grace Bertolino to the table. She will check in for the Miners. As Link will head out for Gillespie. Into the hands of Sydney Gresham, a 5'2 junior for Bunker Hill. She will leave for Chrisman. Briley Chrisman to the right elbow, and she's fouled. Actually, the right baseline with 63 seconds to play. Stay tuned. Action from the 51st Litchfield Invitational still to come tonight with Nokomis and Hillsboro. The broadcast next here on FM 106. T-Toad has the call. Free throw is good for Chrisman, her first point tonight. Terry's been back for a couple of weeks, but once he was on the mic for play-by-play the other night, he was officially back. Second free throw is short for Chrisman, and the rebound picked up by Shelby Taylor. On the right wing to Barrett. She'll fire for three, missed it. Rebound down to Hayes for Gillespie. Kicks it out. Bertolino for three, missed it. On the rebound, we have a whistle and foul. It's going on Gillespie. And they are over the limit, so we'll have free throws on the other end. It'll go on Sydney Byers, and it will send Caitlin Edwards to the foul line. A chance for Caitlin to get into the scoring book here. Edwards, a 5'8 sophomore. Toss is good, and Caitlin has her first point tonight. Second toss for Edwards. Got them both. 59-37, 50 seconds for the ball game. Here comes Taylor. Pass in the front court to Barrett. Hannah Barrett. Back between the circles to Bertolino. 38 seconds for the ball game. Taylor, 18-footer. Yes, for Shelby Taylor. Her first bucket tonight. The 5'4 freshman. I like her game. 25 seconds for the ball game. Stolen by Gillespie. The 25th turnover for Bunker Hill. Here's Taylor. Off to Michaela Hayes. On the baseline to Barrett. 15 seconds for the ball game. On the block to Byers. She spins and puts it off the window and in. Four for Sydney Byers. Makes it 63-37. 5 seconds for the game. Chrisman into the front court. Handling out front. That's a deep three at the buzzer, and she got it. Why not? Briley Chrisman from just inside midcourt buries the triple at the horn. And your final, Gillespie 63, Bunker Hill 40. We'll come back and wrap up the Macoupin County Tournament day number three following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie wins the nightcap here at North Mac in the Macoupin County Tournament 63-40. They led 15-5 after one, 29-16 at the half, and then outscored Bunker Hill 19-8 in the third quarter to put it away as they win it 63-40. Paige Niemeyer finishes with 17 points tonight, 11 points for Riley German, 7 points for Mackenzie Mix, 6 points for Abby Barber, 6 points for Emily Schmidt, 6 points for Keaton Link, 4 points for Sydney Byers, 4 points for Macy Halpin, 2 points for Shelby Taylor as Gillespie has 9 players in the scoring book tonight. Gillespie is 9-8 now overall on the season. More importantly, they are 1-0 in pool play, and they have a date with Staunton on Thursday night. And if Gillespie gets the win Thursday night, they will play for the championship on Saturday. For the Bunker Hill Minute Maids, with the loss, they dropped to 8-10 on the year. They are now 1-1 in pool play. Mallory Schwagel led the way tonight with 18. She's the only Minute Maid to reach double figures. Brooke Morrell with 6. Ashley Dye had 5. 4 points for Briley Chrisman. 3 points for Haley Burris. 2 points for Olivia Melantine. And 2 points for Caitlin Edwards. Both teams were 9 of 16 from the foul line here tonight as Gillespie jumped out to an 11-0 lead and never looked back, Gary.
As I look at the two games that we had tonight, a couple of teasers that kind of fooled us. We thought in game number one, Southwestern, North Mac, the 4-5 matchup, that should be a very even game. Southwestern came out early, clamped the defense down, took the big lead. They went on to win quite easily. And then, of course, when you have this game that just ended, Gillespie and Bunker Hill, each team with one win apiece. Bunker Hill with a big upset win over Staunton. You thought, hey, this might be a surprise game too. Once again, Gillespie came out, put the clamps down on defense early, and that's how they won the game. So both winners today did it starting off with a really tough defense that put the other team behind the eight ball from which they could not get out.
Of course, this is one of the oddities of pool play. Gillespie made their county debut tonight, but Bunker Hill was in a situation win and you're in. And now Gillespie with the win tonight has put themselves in that situation where if you win, you are in. And that's going to be a heck of a matchup on Thursday night. The question will be the health of Savannah Brune.
Yes, indeed. I think that will be a huge key for Staunton. But I like the way these two teams match up. Staunton, of course, has some size inside. They have some quickness on the perimeter, especially if Brune is in the lineup. Gillespie, on the other hand, they've got some good gals inside, and they got some pretty good perimeter players as well.
Absolutely. Should be a fun night of basketball on Thursday. We'll have a championship semifinal between Carthenville and Southwestern live at 6, and then Staunton and Gillespie will follow at 7:30. And for the Miners, if they win, they are in. So that is going to do it for day number three here at the Macoupin County Tournament. We will take tomorrow off and then be back with those girls' semifinals for you on Thursday night here on FM 106. Of course, you can always find our entire broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com as well as podcasts of all of our high school sporting events. We want to thank all the great people here at North Mac for their hospitality throughout the week here. I think Kevin Gray's going to work his way on up. Coach, you have set it up. If you win on Thursday, you play for the championship on Saturday.
Yeah, we got we're playing better. We've probably been on about a 5 or 6 game stretch where our offensive efficiency's definitely improved. Made some adjustments on defense, and the girls understand their roles a lot better. You know, we lost a really good 3-point shooter in Carly Carr. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's made 152 threes in her first 3 years. You know, I'm went a little winded. This year she only played in about 4 games. So we tried to continue that style a little bit, and we just had to make some adjustments. So, and we're keeping better. We're taking better care of the basketball, but our offensive efficiency and our defense at both ends have improved.
Your defense tonight was sensational. You really forced Bunker Hill out into that volleyball spike line most of the night. You did a good job of keeping Ashley Dye off that 3-point line.
Yeah, we didn't do a very good job defending her over in Bunker Hill. She went off, and I think she had 25 over there, and she got quite a few open three-point shots in the corners tonight. We were trying to be aware of where she was on the floor, did a lot better job where she was. Mallory's really smooth. She does a really good job of understanding what her game is. She doesn't really force much, and she got her points. But we really wanted to take away Day from just, you know, being able to catch and shoot, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that tonight.
And, again, Paige Niemeyer just kind of did what Paige Niemeyer does.
She's been rock steady all year long. I mean, she didn't have the super game. She'll probably tell you, she missed a lot of easy shots. Yeah. And she's been shooting free throws extremely well. Tonight she couldn't knock very many down. So I'm sure she's going to leave here feeling like, you know, she left them on board. But
Well, you know what that means,
she's
though.
So, yeah, I know. she's been so rock steady all year long. I can just count on, 17, 18 points and 8 or 9 rebounds a game, 4 or 5 assists. So.
And Kevin, when you have so many talented underclassmen like you do this year, my goodness, what are they learning from just watching Paige?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she's a great leader. I mean, it's something to be a good player, but she's probably, Tim, a better leader and a better person than she is a basketball player, and that's a lot to be said. So the younger kids are experiencing, watching her be that kind of person. She's always encouraging the younger kids. You're not putting anybody, in their place. I mean, she's just the ideal leader. I'm going to miss her in that regards. That stuff's irreplaceable sometimes. But I'm hoping that, Riley Jarman and the sophomores that are playing now will step up next year and fill that role. But, yeah, our young kids, I really didn't throw them in the mix early this year. I just sort of been slowly working them in, and they're feeling pretty comfortable right now when they go in.
Sounds good. Kevin, nice win tonight.
Thank you. We'll see you
on Thursday night, sir.
Yeah, we'll hope to. Yep. Hopefully it warms up a little bit.
Let's hope. It can't get much colder.
No, it can't.
Thank Kevin you. Gray, the head Appreciate coach it. Of the Gillespie Miners, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here tonight as they beat Bunker Hill by the final of 63-40. With the win, Gillespie now 9-8 on the year. We want to thank all the great people here at North Mac High for their hospitality throughout the week. They're doing a fabulous job of hosting this 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. I want to thank Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on WQSMI FM 106. Of course, to our sponsors, we must thank them. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the ball game tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. For Gary Booker, I am Tim Mize. We are done from the 100th Macoupin County Tournament at North Mac High. On the other side of this break, we'll take you to the 51st Annual Litchfield Invitational for Nokomis and Hillsboro. It comes up next on FM 106.